today I'm going to be talking about veganism and why veganism wouldn't work in a society today and how it can't work in a society today. And yeah, let's talk about it. My name's Connor and welcome. Right lads, let's talk about veganism and why it won't work. Sorry that I'm pretty low in the voice because I kind of had to keep it down here, but yeah, veganism will never work. And why it won't work is because we can't all start eating plants, plant food based. We can't, not everyone is going to like it. So stop forcing it down people's throats. Okay? First point I'd like to make is if everyone became vegan, how are we going to support the animals that we save, right? Now listen, we're going to have to dig up a load of land, a load of everything, just to grow plants, crops, to support veganism, right? To support the vegans. And we come, and there's a downside of that. Downside is we're pushing out the animals that need that land to eat their own food for ourselves. So if you're a true vegan and you care about animals, why would you wish that? Why would you force animals out of their territory just so you can grow your own food? Why do that? Now you could argue with this. You could say, oh, but we could grow it in our backyard. We could, yeah, exactly. You can grow it in your backyard. And do grow it in your backyard. But if you're going to grow, you're not going to get enough food for the whole year. Like, so you're going to have to rely on the shops. And the shops rely on the farmers. And the farmers are going to need more land, more stuff. So then we're going to have to kill animals that eat the plants that we eat. And so basically, you're still killing animals to support your habit. You do realise that. You're still going to have to kill something for you to survive. Right? Now, second point I would like to make, yes, it's a bit inhumane the way we kill animals these days for our food, but we could change how we kill them. For instance, like, it's painless anyway. Like, if someone shot someone in the head right now, they're going to die. They won't feel the pain. So just make it painless. Just do it, like, just make it painless, right? Second is, why do vegans use animals? Why do vegans use, sorry, vegans use humans, examples of humans to animals? Like, there's a fella called Joey something. He says the slave trade is like the animal slave trade, which to me is pretty much bullshit. Like, there was never actually, as the slave trade of our people, of people on earth, was pretty terrible and tragic. But it's not as tragic as killing animals for our needs. You do realise that. It's not as tragic as killing our humans instead of animals. Okay? You got to realise that. Because us humans, we have so much potential to make this planet a good place, a nice place. If we start saving all the animals, where are we going to put them? Where are we going to, what are we going to do with them? And if we don't save them, right? And if we do save them, we have nowhere to store them, nowhere to put them. And what comes that is, there's going to be more animals out there that will come along and kill what we're saving. Plus, what I said earlier, the vegans would kill them anyway, because they need land to grow their crops, you know? So it's a lose-lose situation at the moment for both sides of the argument. Second of all, why do vegans value life of animals more than they do humans? Like, I was watching a YouTube video there, and a fella said, I would let a tiger kill me and my child because I was in their territory, Huh? Excuse me? What'd you say? Like, if I had a weapon, and I knew this weapon could kill a lion, and I could save my family, I will fucking do it. Don't get me wrong. I will do it, like. And if I had no weapon, and I had a means of an escape, I will do that too. If, like, I wouldn't potentially go out and kill something that I don't need to kill, right? Same goes as fish. Vegans probably value fishes more than they value people anyway, you know? So this way of thinking has got to stop with vegans, right? Because you got to realize what you just said there. You would give away your whole family to an animal, and yourself to an animal that will eat you alive, have no regrets, and will probably just die in the next few years. And it wouldn't achieve anything. You do realize that. It wouldn't achieve nothing. That animal wouldn't achieve anything. But if you had a means of an escape, and you had a means of killing the animal so you could live your life, then yes, you do that, because you have a way of living. You have family, you have much more potential than an animal does. Get me? I don't see any pigs fucking building rockets, do I? I don't see any cows fucking as house pets, you know? And another thing is, vegans, they love to throw it down your throat. Like, all these vegan marches, all these vegans, blah, 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 blah. Don't get me wrong, I don't mind vegans. Like, I like the vegans that keep quiet and just say, yeah, I'm a vegan, I eat fruit and vegetable. That's it. I don't care what you eat. I like them vegans. But the vegans that shove it down our throats are the ones that are going to make people turn off being vegan. Because you're showing, like, I don't care if you show me a video of a cow getting killed. I'm just going to think about that juicy steak. You know? Don't get me wrong. I may feel a little bit of pain inside, saying, oh, Jesus, that's terrible. But at the end of the day, to me, it's just a cow. A cow is a cow. It's not that deep, like, right? Another thing is, there's a, like, a fella about that Joey fella. He's talking about dairy and the killing cows for dairy. That's not actually true. Like, yes, when they stop producing milk, then yeah, so they're not as good then. So you bring them to the market and you get meat out of them. So it's a win-win situation for both. You get the milk. You're not carrying the cow in anyway. If the cow's not having calves, but it has milk, or the calf doesn't need the milk anymore and is still producing milk, then yeah, we go milk it. We get milk, right? But once the cow runs out of milk, obviously has no use anymore. The farmer has no use for it anymore. And if he's a dairy farmer, he needs more cows. He can't be holding on to every fucking cow he has. You get me? So he goes to the slaughterhouse, and we get the lovely steaks and stuff. Right? Pigs. Pigs is a bit too... We shouldn't be killing pigs. I agree with that one. We shouldn't be killing pigs, because pigs are just too fatty. You know, it gives you heart disease and that. But if you like eating pigs, grand. I don't care. I'm not a vegan, so I like my sausages. But yeah, we need to stop all this bullshit about vegans choosing animals over humans. It just doesn't make sense. I never saw an animal do something. And I'm not, like, vegans be going on about, like, dogs. Would you eat a dog? No, I wouldn't eat a dog. I see a dog as a pet. As a friend. You know, I wouldn't kill my friend, would I? And that's totally different. In China, yes, they might eat dogs or horses. But that's up to them. That's their tradition. We're not going to stop their tradition, are we? Right? So this is probably not good. I'm probably went off point now, and I don't know what I'm saying, but just stop with the all the bullshit about valuing animals more than humans, because we started this art, like, without humans you wouldn't have got where we are today. Do you get me? Like, if it was just animals, if the animals ruled the world and we were on top of the food chain, they wouldn't have any sympathy for us. Do you ever go behind a cow, try patting on the back and it kicks you? Exactly. So, come on. Think about it on a deep conscious level. And here, before I end this podcast, yeah, I want you to think about this. If you believe in the Bible, why did God give Noah two of each animal? And now think about this. The whole world was wiped out. There was no plants. There was no anything for food. Two of each for food. They mate, then there's more food. You know, the food chain, it just keeps going on and on. Noah had to eat. His family had to eat. The crocodiles had to eat. The tigers had to eat. The lions had to eat. The rhinos had to eat. The hippopotamus had to eat. You know, over time, yes, they became vegetarian. They didn't eat stuff but fish eat fish. So we're not stopping animals eating animals, but yet we're stopping humans from eating animals. Doesn't make sense. Anyway, let me know if I'm wrong. Send for me if I'm wrong. Educate me. Don't belittle me. Okay? But if you're a vegan and you're going to come against me, your argument is not going to be valid, because once I hear you value animals over humans, I'm just going to ignore you, because you're not talking sense. You're valid in point. Alright? Peace. Peace and love. Just on a quick note there, if I'm confusing all of you, I will do a way better one. This was just, I kind of got mad and kind of about vegans, and I kind of need to make a statement, but I'll do a better one explaining everything more. Maybe in the next coming days, I'll just get the facts right and I'll hit you with the fucking facts. I'll hit you with them, right? I'm gonna curse a lot, so if I get banned on stuff, relax, I'll be back all over the place. I won't curse again, yeah? Peace.